This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce on a Friday morning, broadcasting live and in living color from our flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And we want to give a special shout-out to our military, in particular, our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the Border Patrol, too, for the great job they do for America, keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail carriers and centers, too, that are sorting the mail for delivery today, thank you for the great job you're doing, as well as the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website for more information and details. Go over there and check it out. Okay, Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, is with us. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the Democrats are on a roll here. They're saying all sorts of things, but so isn't Kevin McCarthy. He's saying that he's not the only one who noticed that there's something that was not right with Mr. Mueller. He certainly didn't look like the old Robert Mueller of old when he was the FBI director back in 2001 and sounded a bit frail and paltry, if you will, paltry, because he just didn't seem to have the pizzazz he used to have.
No, and anybody who's looking with an objective eye would know that there's something wrong, whether it's medical, mental, physical, something. That said, the legitimate question to ask is, you know, if these faculties were compromised, if this is the man who actually conducted the investigation for the last 2 years, it's obvious he had to rely on somebody else heavily to do that investigation. That explains why all of the partisan people were picked for his team. It explains why some of the wording is the way it is in that report. Obviously, he wasn't completely in charge and cognizant of everything that was going on. So who was the person who was handling the day-to-day authority in the writing of this report?
Well, we believe it was Mr. Wiseman.
No, I mean, that's not who the special counsel who was appointed.
No.
You know, if he was unable to fulfill the duties of that office, then he should have been honest and come forward. If he ended up being a front for somebody else who was in control of handling this investigation, then this whole investigation has been a charade, a waste of taxpayer money. You know, the only thing to come out of this investigation is the fact that now we know that there was meddling in our electoral process, but that's been going on since the 1950s.
Yeah.
You know, so who wrote the report? What were his motives or her? You know, this reeks of Clintonism.
Speaking of reeking, here's Mr. Mueller going back and forth with Congressman Jim Jordan at the hearing, and it's kind of ironic. Just listen to this little brief tete-a-tete here.
I'm not going to discuss other matters. I'm not going to answer that. I'm not familiar with that. I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to engage in discussion about what happened after the production of our report. Not going to get into details. That's not within my purview. Well, I can't get into who wrote it. I can't get into that internal deliberations. I can't get into it. I am not going to get into that. I don't want to speculate. Well, I'm not going to go further in terms of discussing. I don't necessarily credit what you're saying occurred. I can't go into the discussion of our investigative moves. I'm not going to get.
Guys, sounds pretty repetitious, doesn't it?
Well, it sounds like you didn't want to answer any questions because you didn't know how to answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
If not, believe me, I feel for the guy being dragged in front of committees up on Capitol Hill to answer questions redundantly and politically charged is a pain in the neck. You know, but at some point you do give up some information instead of constantly saying refer to the report. If he was the author, he should have been able to quote things. He should have been able to elaborate on things, clarify things. There was just way too much referred to the report, and I'm not going to get into that for a congressional testimony.
Well, if he had been doing what he should have been doing, he should have gone about it in a different manner. But as it did, it made him sound like he really wasn't in control of his own faculties in some cases.
Well, he certainly wasn't a commanding presence.
No.
He wasn't someone that is testifying before a congressional committee as a special prosecutor or a special counsel. You know, when Ken Starr went and talked to before these committees, he was definitive in how he spoke. Even if he didn't want to elaborate on something, you knew he was in control of answering that question.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mueller didn't sound like he was in control of answering any of the questions that he tried to demur.
No, he did not, so we'll just have to wait and see. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Frank Salvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal, also the reporter on the Underground USA podcast, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we move along this Friday morning.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hey, Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Let me tell you about my friends at Moss Nissan. Yep, Moss Nissan, Crystal River, and also Newport Richey. Now, you all know that I'm driving around a big old Nissan Titan pick-em-up truck and having a great time. It's a beautiful vehicle that does just about anything you can think of you want it to do. Got a big engine in it, got plenty of horsepower to pull anything you want to pull, anywhere you want to go. I'm having no problem at all. All miles traveled, getting 16.4 miles per gallon. All miles traveled. Now, I've gotten as much as 25, 26 gallons on the interstate when I set the cruise and just let it go. And in certain circumstances where I've been able to get out and do 45 to 55 miles an hour in some of these parkways where the speed limit is consistent for long distances, I can get 20 to 22 miles per gallon with the cruise on. So, Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S, MossNissan.com. Look them up online. Take a look at what they have available in their fleet of vehicles up in Crystal River and Newport Richey. And then give them a call or make the appointment online at mossnissan.com and tell them the captain sent you, because what's going to happen is if you make a deal with them and you tell them the captain sent you, you're going to get a $500 discount in addition to whatever you're going to get on the vehicle of your choice. So think about that. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes. Okay. Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, is with us. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Mr. Eric Swalwell was talking with the one and only Nicole Wallace on MSNBC about the...
Is that still a channel?
Yeah, it is. And
okay.
I want to thank them for doing what they're doing, because they keep driving people to the radio that want to hear programs like, oh gosh, I don't know, mine. But anyway, yeah, it is what it is. We know that we have more listeners listening to us at night on the radio than MSNBC has at any time during the daytime on television.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yep, we actually know that. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Well, they've done it to themselves, so what are you going to do?
Yep. Now, let's go to Mr. Eric Swalwell and Nicole Wallace talking about where do we go from here?
I think success is that the American people will view this as volume one, or I'm sorry, that the American people will view this as act one, not act three. And as they heard names today like Manafort and Kalimnik and Gates, they will want to know, well, let's hear more about that, and that those witnesses will start to come forward. I think we should have an impeachment inquiry, and those are the next witnesses we need to hear from.
Carson Swalwell, we trust you to come back if anything happens in the next 40 minutes. We understand you have to
go,
but thank you for spending some time with us.
Okay. Does that mean they're going to have Manafort testify? Was that what that little phrase meant there?
Yeah, I'm sure Manafort's going to show up and testify before Congress. Don't think so.
No.
You know, when Adam Schiff comes out and says, well, you know, impeachment's kind of off the table now after Mueller's testimony, that's a definitive response for the left.
Sure.
When this guy walks away from it, from wanting to have another hearing, from wanting to execute something that's incredibly ridiculously leftist politically, then maybe everybody else should heed that. There's no there. It's not going to happen. The game of keeping these investigations going about Russia and the Russia probe and whether Trump colluded with the Russians is over now. You know, they were hoping Mueller was going to write them a treasure map to get to an impeachment hearing before 2020 to try and embroil him in investigation after investigation politically so they could neuter him during his reelection bid. It's not going to happen.
Mm.
You know, so all this guy is doing is making sure that the undecided voters in his district understand he's an idiot. And he's going to start losing voters. So any of these people who are still thumping the impeachment drum, they had better come from an incredibly predominant progressive congressional district. Otherwise, they're shedding votes in the undecided column.
Mm. Now, we also had Claire McCaskill, former senator from Missouri, on the... I believe she was also on MSNBC. But anyway, here is the conversation she had and what she had to say.
Anyone, mm-hmm. right? He wouldn't throw anyone under the bus. He talked about what they found. He referred people to his report. But he wasn't disparaging people. He was talking about facts found. And that's what a real public servant looks like.
Senator, your findings after watching along with us.
Well, he said at the beginning, I'm a prosecutor. He defined his role at the hearing as a prosecutor. Well, today he was a witness. And he frankly wasn't a really good witness because he declined to answer, by my count, over 100 times. And so it allowed the Republicans to outrage. Once they realized he was not going to rebut what they said, they got more and more outrageous with what they said about the origins of the investigation, about the makeup of his team, because they knew he was just going to take the punches. I think the Democrats have to be disappointed that he didn't more vigorously defend his process and the team. He did at one point, the only point he really got animated and gave a narrative answer was defending his team. And that you don't ask people you hire as prosecutors, Chuck and I well know, that you don't ask them their politics. It would be a wildly inappropriate comment to make in the context of hiring law enforcement. So I think that was probably very disappointing to the Democrats because I think they believed he would at least rear up.
Wow.
Well, one, she's running interference. Two, she's trying to take as much airtime as she possibly can. You know, because that was a nothing answer. Democrats were disappointed. Well, duh. Homer Simpson could have figured that out. Did we want to bring him on to get his comment about how the Mueller testimony went? you know, of course Democrats were upset. Democrats wanted him to come up and say, you know what? I didn't put down that he should be arrested and tried only because of the statute that says it. Otherwise, I would have had him arrested in 15 minutes. Then they would have run with everything. Yes, he's a criminal. Oh my Lord. Blah, 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 blah. But he didn't say that. What he literally said when he was cognizant was, read the report. Read the report. Nancy Pelosi said it perfectly yesterday. She said, well, we knew that we weren't going to get any new information out of him that wasn't in the report. We just wanted the report reintroduced to the American people so that they could refocus on it.
Yeah,
that's what these hearings were. It was about, hey, you didn't look at what we said we found over here. Look at it again.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And, folks, I'm speaking to Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and also the Underground USA podcast. You can find them both on Facebook. Go over there and look them up. Now, the little darling of the progressive left, one of the squad members, Ilhan Omar, there was a recording that was produced yesterday. Town Hall has it. That's a subsidiary of Salem Media Group, if you will. And Town Hall has it. They put it out there. And it was Omar launching into racist tirade against the whites that are here in this country.
It shouldn't surprise you. The woman is an Islamist.
Right.
If you look at the Islamic dogma, if you actually understand it, and she is devout, by the way, then she necessarily has to believe that everyone who isn't an Islamist is beneath her, which makes her a bigot. It doesn't matter whether it's religiously based, race based, gender based. If she is an Islamist, she believes she is subservient to a man. If she is an Islamist, she believes all Muslims are superior to everybody else. So I'm not surprised by this. She's just showing who she is. Now, are the American people going to be surprised about this? Yes, because they have forgotten how we examined true, pious Islamists after 9/11 because the left has been screaming it's not politically correct. You know, I wrote about this. I wrote about women in Islam. I've got the books out there. They don't cost all that much because I wanted people to understand this stuff. But that's what their religion is. And she's pious and devout, and that's what she is. She's a bigot and an elitist. She is someone who believes anybody who's not Muslim is beneath her. And that's it.
Very quickly, Second Amendment advocates now are suing California over the background checks that are now needed to buy ammunition.
You know what my background check is? The United States Constitution and the Second Amendment.
Okay. We will talk to you on Monday morning, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Then Frank Silvato, everybody, the managing editor of the New Media Journal, also the Underground USA podcast. Check him out over on Facebook. That's where you'll find him with all the great stuff that he has to offer over there. Okay, we're coming back with the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays, Patrick Hyland, and we're going to talk to him about everything.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, investigators looking into what's happened to disgraced money man Jeffrey Epstein, found injured in his jail cell in New York City. Epstein found on the floor with bruises on his neck. He's awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. It's unclear if he hurt himself or someone assaulted him. The U.S. Bureau of Prisons says Epstein, 66 years old, has been treated and remains in custody. Now, he's been locked up since July 6th when he's arrested on federal sex trafficking charges.
On this vote, the yeas are 284 and the nays are 149. This bill is passed.
In other news, the House approves a budget and debt limit deal. The measure lasts through the year 2021, which means after the next general election. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversations with the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback, Patrick Hyland, brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay tells an amazing story of growth. Started with 100 boats and 10 ports when they were with us. Now they have 24 ports, 400 boats, 185 franchise locations across the country, plus 3 in Canada, plus 2 in France. Yes, I said France, parlez-vous français. And you can check them out to find out more by giving them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. And tell them the captain sent you. All right. Patrick Hyland, the sports quarterback, is with us today. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you today, sir?
Oh, great time last night, the baseball game, the Colorado Threshers. Great time there. A lot of people, a lot of friends, a lot of, by the way, Brandon, consumer quarterback, brought his whole staff with him.
Brandon's a great guy, man. He's helped out a lot of real estate agents. He's also, helped out a lot of people find a home or sell their home. Just a good guy, man. Yep, MVP Realty, that's the place to check out because he'll treat you right. And we do the show tonight, you and I, from 5:30 to 6, talking about what's going on in our world. And from 5 to 5:30, Brandon and I normally talk a little real estate and a little insurance. So
right, right. Now, stuff. Let's. What's the big sports story today?
Well, I mean, NFL training camps are in full gear now, Captain, so mm-hmm. That's really what's going on. We'll have the Hall of Fame game next week. So football season is in gear. And
who's playing in the Hall of Fame game?
That is going to be – oh, you put me on the spot there, Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I don't know why it just popped out of the brain, but not getting younger. So anyway.
Ginkgo Biloba.
Yeah, no, it should be a good matchup. It's kind of funny. I know one thing they changed about it, Captain, which is surprising. They're playing – they normally play it on Sunday, but this year they're not playing it on Sunday. So, I mean, that's going to be kind of an interesting scenario this year.
Well, maybe they'll play it on Saturday, finally.
It'll be the Falcons and Broncos, Captain.
Oh, okay.
Right. Get my memory back here. And that's interesting because Atlanta not too far from Tampa Bay, and you got a lot of listeners up there in Georgia.
Sure do.
Fans
right too. There in Atlanta, AM 920 The Answer, downtown Atlanta. Good morning, Atlanta.
There you go. And they have a shot this year, Captain. They really do. If Matt Ryan can get back in gear, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley looks good. They're gonna be good. Ito Smith, the running back's gonna be backing up Freeman, who's looking good. I'm really curious to see how the Falcons do this year. And then Denver, they acquired Joe Flacco. We'll see if he can have the magic Peyton Manning had with the Broncos, but I don't know. The old defensive, I don't know if another defensive team wins a Super Bowl, talking about football, Captain, because it just has turned into the, very effective game with the rule changes.
Okay, well, let's talk about baseball, because last night I got a chance to watch the young guys down in Class A. Both of the teams had some people that caught my eye that looked like they're going to move up the ladder very quickly. The Clearwater team, Farm Club Class A of the Phillies, and the Stone Crabs out of Port Charlotte. And, of course, some of the players that I believe that were there look like they're going to move up the ladder and become Rays down the line. But two very good organizations last night playing each other. And people don't understand that the minor leagues put on a great baseball game because it's all baseball. And it's true and it's pure. Nothing phony about it. No games, none of that being played. You know, at the plate, like, I got to comb my hair 40 times before I stand up and bat the ball, or whatever.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I go back to Rocky Calavito.
Yeah. No, it's funny. Yeah, they know this is their shot. There's no game playing. Get in the box, get on the mound, hit the ball, field the ball, see if you can move up the ladder, see if you can be, a major leaguer.
There were some people hitting the ball pretty good last night.
Oh, yeah.
Both teams.
It's amazing, man. You're talking from AAA to Major League ball. It's such a fine line, man, of making it or not. It's that tough of a sport. It's a great sport.
Okay, let's go racing.
Yeah, we'll go Pocono. But you made one good point, Captain. We'll talk about minor league baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Minor league baseball. It's a beautiful thing because it's cost effective. People, a family can go and attend and have a good night out. And the major leagues need to start looking at that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, up in the good old Pocono Mountains, they'll be racing. And curious to see if we're going to have a 10th different winter this year in auto racing. Captain, it's not the same old NASCAR as before where it would be like three or four guys winning six or seven times. I like this. I like knowing there might be a different winner every week. I hope fans out there enjoy that too. What's your thoughts on that, Captain? Do you like seeing a different winner every
Well, actually, I do. I think it's very fair the way they're doing it, and I don't mind having somebody win different each week if that's the case. And I realize we did have a rain shortened race. We got somebody in there that maybe is going to be outmatched when they get to the final race, but we'll see. I mean, these are professionals.
Yes, very much so. And I'm looking forward to that race, and I'm looking to the finals coming up. Golf's pretty much over. All the major championships are done, and everybody's in full swing for baseball and playoffs and football season to start. Basketball, one quick note that came out that was surprising: Kawhi Leonard. A lot of people know him, obviously being almost staying with Toronto. They won the championship up there in good old Canada, where there's a Freedom Boat Club, ironically. And he would have gone to the Lakers and hooked up there with LeBron if the Clippers hadn't signed Paul George. So some interesting things in NBA this upcoming season to see what's going to happen with all the free agency captains. So just a quick note on that.
By the way,
yes, sir.
the All-Star game this year, I think it was one of the, not one of the highest watched, but I heard somewhere, and correct me if I'm wrong, that it was one of the lowest watched All-Star games ever, baseball, MLB.
Yeah, and I don't know why that was, Captain.
I was right when I heard that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why that happened, but it did. It wasn't a bad game either. Well, and some of it was a lot of the stars rested and didn't play or didn't go to the game. So that happens also. I mean, it's tough. It's grueling. They're talking about, I don't know if it'll ever happen, they're talking about lowering the regular season in baseball, Captain.
Uh-huh.
60 games is a long time, long year, man. It's a lot of games to play, a lot of less time off. People don't realize, you know, being out there running, you know, that much, it takes its wear and tear on your body. Don't kid yourself, torquing your body to swing a bat. We really weren't meant to, our body wasn't meant to play sports. We have to find a way to make it happen, and it's funny how that happens, to say the least, Captain.
All right, now, tell us what you do for the people.
Yes, I help people out every day, Captain, such as yourself, with their insurances, with their finances, with their VA benefits. Anybody that knows me will tell you that I'm the real deal. I take care of people. I help them out. I get them the best thing that I have available out there in the marketplace. I do the research. I make sure to help you out, consult you properly. If I can be of help to anybody, give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. My name's Patrick Hyland. The biggest thing, Captain, we'll be here before we know it, is going to be open enrollment for Medicare season. So
yeah,
feel free to call me, take my number down, and I can answer all your Medicare questions that might make sense for you to change this year and go to a different plan starting in January.
And on September the 12th, we're going to start talking about this every time we get together. On September the 12th, we're going to be having a seminar at the American Legion Post 5, which is right there on Dale Mabry, just down the street to the west of the studio here, down there pretty much where Fox 13 is, down in that area, down by Dale Mabry and Kennedy, if you will.
Right.
And, I'm right in the corner. And we're going to have some great information put out there. You're going to be one of the panelists. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be talking about things that, you know, to help out the veterans, the first responders, the private citizens. It's not just about, you know, insurance. It's about investments. It's about scams that people are trying to rip you off and all that sort of stuff. We're going to do the best we can, just like the consumer quarterback does on his program, to let you know about things you should know about that nobody's telling you about.
Well, exactly, Captain. It's not about making sales. It's about making relationships and friends.
That's September the 12th. It'll be a three-hour event from 6 to 9. We will have food catered there, so you'll be able to come, stop by, get some food. You'll be able to meet me, meet Patrick, meet the consumer quarterback himself, Brandon Rimes. Joe Pippen, the attorney, will be there. And we'll have a couple of other experts there, too. I can't wait. It's going to be great.
No, it's going to be awesome. We're going to help out a lot of people, Captain. All right, man, I appreciate it. Please give me a call, folks. Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
See you this afternoon.
See you this afternoon.
All righty, Patrick Hyland, our good friend. And when we come back, final segment, we'll do the beach and boating forecast. And got one more thing we got to do here, and I shall return. It is a Friday. Enjoy the weather. Rain coming after 3 o'clock today. We've had a little rain in the area today already.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Alrighty, and now it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. It's been an interesting evening. We had some showers yesterday, lots of rain in the area. Then it cleared up. Had a baseball game last night. After the game, around 11 or 12 o'clock, started to rain again. We've had some scattered showers around. We've got rain in the Gulf, looks like coming our way again. Up there north around Inverness, around Crystal River, you'll be seeing some rain shortly, if you're not already. And during the course of the day, we will have a pretty good chance of showers. Looks like the high today will be about 88, and after 3 p.m., chance of precipitation is 70%. Depending on where you're at, you could have a thunderstorm or two. But right now, the showers and thunderstorms are coming this afternoon. It will be partly cloudy during the course of the day. The southwest winds will start out this morning at about 6 to 10 miles an hour. We'll have some stronger gusts than the thunderstorms, as there will be around the area this afternoon. Now, seas will be 2 to 3 foot with a light to moderate chop.
and the Gulf water temperature 86, the bay water temperature 85. The low tide came at 2:43 a.m. this morning. Our high tide is coming at 9:13 a.m. Keep in mind that after 3 p.m. we'll have mostly cloudy skies, and the rain will start to come in around the area. So keep in mind that's when most of it will be around, although there are a few showers this morning out in the Gulf that may make it in here. Well, let me tell you about the Freedom Boat Club. When you join the Freedom Boat Club at any of their 185 locations, you have access to a large network of boats all across the country. But the biggest franchise, numero uno, the largest franchise, is right here where I'm sitting, Tampa Bay, Florida. They have over 400 boats in the franchise in Tampa Bay. They have over 24 ports, with two more coming soon. 185 locations across the country, three in Canada, two in France. That's right, I said France. And Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, right now, for a limited time, is giving you $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Plus, if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you will get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. All you do is pay the balance due, and then you pay your monthly fees, and boom, you're a member of the Freedom Boat Club. Very efficient, very good, no fuss, no muss. Just hop on the boat, out you go, bring it back, park it, hand them the keys, you are done. You are done. And your membership in the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay will also give you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations, whether or not they're here in the U.S., or in Canada, or in France. That's a fact. So, check them out by going to freedomboatclubtampabay.com. That's freedomboatclubtampabay.com. Or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. Again, 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to open the door wide open for you. And you never know. You never know. Might get yourself a free boat right out of the deal to go check it out. And that's something you can do. They have these evening cruises out of the ports here in the Tampa Bay area. They go out with a nice boat. Sometimes it's a nice deck boat, whatever. They just go out there, you watch the sunset, and then you come back in. It's not a bad way to spend an evening. So there you go. Think about that. And in the not-too-distant future, I'll be doing just that. All right. Now, let's finish with a bang here, if we will. Robert Mueller needs to be reminded about the obstruction scenario involving Corey Lewandowski, because there was a discussion about that, and he had a problem trying to remember who Corey Lewandowski was, if you remember the back and forth going on. That's kind of what started me thinking that he looked like he was having a mild case of dementia. Something wasn't right with him. Something just wasn't right with him. And the Republican Congressman Ratliff said it was not Mueller's job to conclusively determine Donald Trump's innocent or to exonerate him. That's not what he was supposed to do. Now, the other thing also was that Mr. Mueller said that there was not enough evidence to charge any Trump associate with taking part in a criminal conspiracy. In addition, the president said that trillion-dollar deficits are back. They're here to stay, talking about business. We got to do something about it. I don't know what, but right now they don't want to hear anything. They don't want to hear anything. All they want to do is spend our money, spend, spend, spend. We can't keep doing this, folks. We just can't keep doing this. It's not in the cards. We need other means and other things, unfortunately. By the way, make no mistake about it, you're starting to hear the Democrats say, well, we got the goods on the president, we got him now, we know what we can do. No, you don't. There was no smoking gun from Robert Mueller. And the Democratic dreams of impeachment died. Collusion died. Because going into the hearing, we knew that's all we were going to hear. And that's what they were trying to do. And at one point, I realized the Democrats thought they had something. But if Democrats believe that Robert Mueller would provide them with additional information for an impeachment inquiry, they made an extraordinary miscalculation. It did not happen. Did not happen. And much as I hate to say it, I was expecting to see a lot more content, a lot more fire and gusto. But the hearing, in my opinion, was a disaster, especially for the Democrats. They just didn't know what to do to counter Mueller's ineptness. They didn't know what to do. And Democrats, of course, leaked to reporters that they were preparing for today with mock hearings, but which somehow makes the results so much worse that they prepared for this, and some of the questions were not even, in my opinion, relevant to what was going on. It was impeach, 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 obstruct, obstruct, obstruct. That's all we kept hearing, instead of actually trying to find out what some of the evidence was that was there. That's what I would have done. That's what I would have done, had it been me. Now, the final segment here of the Captain's America Third Watch Friday edition, brought to you by our good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9 foot tall, red, white, and blue Uncle Sam II with the American flag. And all their blades, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. And make sure you stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And when you see the trucks, take a look. One of them might be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchases at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. That's Dominic's, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. What have you got to lose? You got plenty to gain. Plenty to gain. All right. Now, got about a minute left here. Tonight on the program, depending on what the breaking news is, I'm going to go into some more in-depth. I'm going to let you know what it is that they're doing, the Democrats, how it is they're using Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. We're going to get very specific and cite instances and tell you what was said was rule number 11, what was said was rule number 3. We're going to try to get you acclimated to that a little bit more and help you to understand it, because it's very important that you understand what the Democrats are doing to us right now. They are trying to implement the fundamental transformation of America, using the Cloward-Piven strategy to do it. Now, I don't know about you, but that's the last thing I want to have happen. We don't need to have the Cloward-Piven strategy to tell us what to do and how to do it. Sorry. We are Americans. We are all Americans first, and everything else comes after that. Speaking of which, you have yourself a great day, great night, great weekend, if you're not going to hear us on the weekend show, but I'll be back tonight to do the weekend show all across the country. Have a great day, everybody. God bless America.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timeshare cancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.